Good morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. It was a very Hallmark weekend for me. And then somebody, I don't know which one of you, when we had our group text, and we always do, who put the little Hallmark t-shirt there?
It was Tara.
That was me, and I thought of you as soon as I saw it.
I have to have that shirt.
The only problem is, what did it say? Like, all I want to do is drink coffee and watch the Hallmark Channel. What can we substitute for coffee?
Tres Amare, anything.
There you go. All I want to do is eat Tres Amare
and watch
the Hallmark Channel.
Yes.
And it's so funny because it is the holiday season. I watched like 4 movies of Hallmark.
Oh my gosh. And you just need more things to do.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't feeling good. I had like a headache over the weekend, like a migraine.
Yeah.
So I sat in and watched, you know, the movies. And so I got up and I put the wreath up, my Christmas wreath, and I put my welcome holiday
mat. Are you trying to say wreath?
Wreath.
You know, a reef is something in the ocean.
You know what I'm saying? I'm tired. I've been up all night. And then I put my holiday mat out and my little Christmas tree.
Yay.
And I wanted to
ask, about your Darth? Didn't you buy like a Yoda or some kind of blow-up Star Wars
thing? It's a
Yoda,
Santa Claus.
Is it out?
No, it's going to be on the patio.
He doesn't even like Star Wars.
I think it's got a hole in it.
He was competing with his neighbor. Your Yoda has a hole in it.
So then my neighbor puts a little note on my door. Love your decorations.
Oh.
Your neighbor. Well, wait a minute. She's taunting me because her door is like amazing.
Did she say, love your decorations, love you?
And by decorations, I mean you.
Okay,
did she
stop.
Say?
I mean your body.
I mean what?
All right, let's talk about holiday hookup.
What about it?
That didn't sound right.
Not Rocket's holiday hookup, your holiday hookup, where you have to name the price of all of this cool stuff we have, including a trip for two to New York City to meet Haley Steinfeld. And if you guess the exact amount of how much it would cost, dollar and cents, then you win it all. And your first chance to guess will be right after 7 o'clock.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
All right, let's get our daily sexual harassment update out of the way. This came down late Friday, but in case you didn't hear, Louis C.K., he actually admitted that the sexual harassment allegations against him are true. So far, he's the only one. He came out with a big, very blunt statement, and he said, "The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly." Former Star Trek cast member George Takei, is the latest Hollywood figure to now face sexual assault accusations. They're coming from a former model and actor named Scott R. Brunton, and he said this happened way back in 1981 when the guy would have been around 23 and George would have been in his early 40s. And not to give out too many details, he basically said that he went to his house and he put something in his drink because he went out and then stuff happened. So, also, House of Cards might have a sixth and final season after all. Kevin Spacey just won't be involved. And not to give a spoiler, but if you're current, then you know what's happening in the storyline. It could happen. A source says the cast and crew will know by Thanksgiving, and the writers are already re-looking, like going over the plot and trying to work it out. Kim Kardashian celebrated the upcoming birth of baby number 3 over the weekend. She had a big baby shower for her third child, a girl, which she is having through a surrogate because of medical issues that she experienced with her last pregnancy, her son. Dozens of cherry blossoms filled the star's home for the occasion, as documented by guests, and in attendance for the bash, which was themed Tea for 3. We know that all the sisters were there, the Kardashians and the Jenners, like Chrissy Teigen and some other people like that. I guess she's friends with Chrissy Teigen because her daughter plays with Kim's daughter, North.
Okay, was the for three for her three children or for her and her two sisters all pregnant?
I'm guessing probably for it being the third baby,
okay.
Because I was only talking about her. It's not talking about. And do you really think Kim would share the limelight?
True. That's
probably
all
not. The baby's due in January. Real fast, we do need to acknowledge that Liz Smith, the famed gossip columnist who chronicled the highs and lows of New York society for decades, has died at the age of 94. She was a fixture on WNBC's Live at 5 for years. She ended up being one of the biggest charity fundraiser organizers, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yep.
She won an Emmy for her reporting, and her gossip column was syndicated to nearly 70 newspapers. Thor Ragnarok held the top spot of the box office for a second straight week, taking in $56.6 million. Daddy's Home 2 was second with $30 million, and Murder on the Orient Express was third with $28.2 million. And Rocket, as you enjoyed your Taylor Swift weekend, did you see her on Saturday Night Live?
Yep. Although, we were hanging out last night at a charity event.
Thunder Gong.
What a great charity event. And I was hanging out with our friends, and my guest Emily's with me, and I said, "Did you see my video that Tracy put up?" And she looked at me and got kind of started cracking up. I haven't seen...
People love your dysfunction. Here, we've got time. Let's look. This was our video of us laughing at Rocket because his new Taylor Swift album got shuffled, and he has to have things in order.
Yes.
So we videotaped him panicking. Let me look. And this is just the Mix 93 Facebook. It's up on several different Facebooks. You have over 3,000 views the last time I looked.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just confirm. Here we go. You have over 3.2 thousand views of just you being dysfunctional and having a meltdown.
Are
because
they making fun of me, though?
No, they're supporting
they're
you.
Not making fun
That's
of
nice.
You.
That's what I want to hear.
They're laughing with you.
Thank you.
Tabloid Trash is brought to you by Hamburger Mary's. Their new winter lunch menu gives hundreds of options. An entree, side dish, and a drink for only $9.50. So hot, so convenient, so good. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. To New York City to party with Haley Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.